Hello, everybody. This is Peanut Epi from Masood, and I'm back with one of my audio vlogs. And guess who I have with me today? I have my little boy, my little sunny boy, Tyrus Barbarua. Say hi, Tyrus.
Hi.
Hey. So, you know what we're doing right now, friends? We're again next to the Brahmaputra. Like I told you last time about the Brahmaputra, this is one of the most beautiful rivers running through the state of Assam, my state. You're very proud of your state, Tyrus?
Yes.
You love your state of Assam?
Yes.
Okay, so Tyrus is just going to be saying yes, yes, no, no, yes, yes, no, no, till the time we start singing. Right, Tyrus?
Yeah.
Aha, so finally he's got a new word for yes. He's got, yeah. So, okay. So Tyrus, what did you do at school today? You've been doing a lot of new stuff, you know. You've been playing the piano and you have been doing a lot of singing with me lately. So what did you do in school today? Can you just tell me what you did?
I played the dhol with my friends and learned the sound.
Okay, now that's nice. Now see, there are a lot of people who are not going to say, not even going to understand what you mean by dhol. Now dhol is actually a traditional Assamese drum. And Tyrus, my dear friend, is learning how to play the drum. He's learning how to play the Assamese drum, the dhol. And seo means the different beats. He's learning the different beats of the drum. And that's what I want him to do. He's going to be a traditional drummer. Are you going to be a traditional drummer or a pianist? Because you are also learning the piano.
I want to be a traditional drummer.
You want to be a traditional drummer, but at the same time you're learning the piano. Okay, we'll leave that for some other time. But you know, you have recently been showing me a lot of songs from your school songbook, and that's really interesting. Sometimes I really feel I want to go back to school and learn all those songs again. But thank God for your school book, I mean your songbook, because that's giving me a lot of, you know, those memories are coming back from, because I used to sing the songs when I was a little girl. So are we going to sing a song together today?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay, what is this song? Are we going to sing it together? What's the name of the song?
The name of the song is Una Paloma Blanca.
Alright. See, I told you, you know, friends, Tyrus has a new songbook. And this songbook, as I talked to Father Xavier back today, he said that he's the one who actually got this, you know, the system of having songs in this beautiful songbook. And every Wednesday, you have your singing classes every Wednesday, right?
Wednesday and Tuesday.
And Tuesday. You really enjoy your singing classes?
Yes.
All right. So good. And Tyrus has been teaching me a lot of these songs. And, you know, we go into YouTube and we actually go and find out how the tune goes, right? We just love doing that, both of us, right?
Yes.
Okay. And, oh, I didn't tell you that Tyrus and I had some ice creams from Baskins and Robbins a little while ago. And what did you have? You had something blue, and I don't know, what was that? It was not blue, it was some other color. What was that?
It was a float.
It was a float?
The vanilla float.
Ah, yummy. And I had something weird. No, that was not weird. It was like a brownie, and then it had a lot of cream, and it had a lot of, I think it was an ice cream they gave with that, and a lot of nuts, and a lot of chocolate sauce. Oh my God, your mom is going to get fat.
And also a cherry.
Your mom is going to get fat. Are you worried about that? Are you worried that your mom is going to get fat?
No.
No, you like her like that, right? You love your mom, right? You love your mom to be a little chubby and everything, right?
Yes.
But then you don't want a big tummy, like, you know, growing fat with a huge tummy and double chin and all that kind of thing. We don't want that.
No.
Yes, we want to be fit, right? We want to be fit and we want to be healthy. And so we can indulge in ice creams once in a while. And then we can indulge in a few things once in a while, right?
Yes.
Yeah, sure. Okay, so as you can see, Tyrus is starting to talk and he's also going to start to sing now. So we are besides this beautiful river, this Brahmaputra, and it's really flowing very fast, right, Tyrus? Will you say something about the river? It's really flowing very fast. Is it the wind which is actually making the river go too fast?
Yes, the wind is very fast. And
did you see some boats which had sails? And
yes, I can see more one ship.
You can see a ship? Oh my God! Oh, okay, that's a steamboat. It's not a ship. That's a steamboat which is going upstream. And there is another one out there. Can you see that one? That's another one where they have these, we have some people there who are going to enjoy their ride, their evening ride. And then we saw two of these boats which have their sails set out, right? And the wind actually pushed them downstream. So we are having a lot of fun and we're seeing a lot of, what are those storks? Are those storks in the sky?
Yes.
Yeah?
There are many storks in the sky.
And you love this bird kingfisher, right? Every time I tell you what bird that is and you say that's a kingfisher. I mean, you can't call every bird a kingfisher, right? Just because you like that bird, it doesn't mean you're going to like every other bird. You're going to say, okay, the crow is a kingfisher as well. And you're going to say, the parrot. No, that's the kingfisher as well. I mean, you can't seem to say every bird is a kingfisher. You have to say that's a stork, that's a crane, that's a crow, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Tyrus is really ready to sing. So we're going to sing this song, Una Paloma Blanca. So shall we start?
Yes.
Okay, let's start.
When the sun shines on the mountain and the night is on the run, it's a new day, it's a new way, and I fly up to the sun. I can feel the morning sunlight. I can smell the new mown hay. I can hear God's voices calling for my golden skylight way. Una paloma blanca, I'm just a bird in the sky. Una paloma blanca, over the mountains I fly. No one can take my freedom away. Once I had my share of losing, for they locked me on a chain. Yes, they tried to break my power, oh, I still can feel the pain. Una paloma blanca, I'm just a bird in the sky. Una paloma blanca, over the mountains I fly. No one can take my freedom away. No one can take my freedom away.
Wow, that was great, Tyrus. You know what? Tyrus, did I tell you that there were a lot of cranes and storks which died recently in the storm that we had recently in Guwahati? Did you know about that? There are a lot of trees which have fallen off. That's really sad. And then I saw on television that, you know, these birds, these white birds with beautiful wings, they were actually taken out from the fallen trees. That's really sad, right? What do you feel about that? What do you feel? I mean, isn't that a sad situation that these, maybe they were mothers, maybe they were babies, maybe there was a father, and they all died. Isn't that sad?
Today, I saw a dead crow in the footpath of my school.
Oh, and how did you feel about that?
I feel very sad for the crow.
Okay. So you know what? I think it's very important, Tyrus, that you and I understand that every living thing is important. Every living thing deserves to live. Because who has created these? Who has created these things?
God has created these living things.
Yes, God has created these living things. So it's very important that we as human beings should take care of each and everything because we are the most intelligent being that God has created, right? So it is our duty to actually preserve, to save, and to keep safe all these birds, animals, and what have you. We need to understand that the environment is going to be totally imbalanced if we try to kill one animal or one bird or we try to cut down trees. Are you sad about these cutting down trees, you know? You have seen that. You know what? I remember one thing. When you were a little kid, you were just 3.5 years old and you were traveling with us. And I remember you and I were seated in the back seat of our car and you saw this, you know, this little hill which was cut away. There were no trees and there were the people who were cutting it off. You know what you told me? You told me, Mom, can we think of putting some gum? Can we think of putting some adhesive? And can we put some grass? And can we put some trees back on that hill? You know, you were that concerned. I'm very proud of you, Tyrus, because you are a very concerned person. And I want you, as a person, to go and tell your friends, to go and tell all the people and whoever you meet that you're supposed to be looking after nature. Because if there is an imbalance in nature, what is going to happen? There's going to be an imbalance in the entire ecosystem. Do you understand?
Yes.
Did you like this outing with me today? This sitting next to the Brahmaputra, having ice creams and having all the stuff, talking and singing and whatnot. Did you enjoy your outing with Mom?
Yeah.
Would you like to come back again?
Yes.
Okay, so friends, that was my little conversation. Always, I'm always talking to my Tyrus, my little baby, my son, who never, he doesn't even want me to call him my baby, because I told him that even when he's 21, he better let me call him my baby, because he will still be my baby when he grows up and goes to college. But, so he's a little scared, you know, so in case I just jump on him when he's talking with his girlfriend, and, you know, I go and say, "Hey, baby, who are my little baby, can I give you a kissy?" And then, you know, okay, you don't look at me like that. Okay, friends, I'm going to sign off for now. And then it was lovely talking to you. And thank God for Tyrus, because I had a wonderful time near the Brahmaputra, just watching it go by so fast. There's a lot of water in the river today. And we had a lot of fun time having ice creams and singing songs and talking things about the environment. We're going to be back again soon. Take care, all of you. Bye-bye for now.